Danielle Jenkins, what's going on this morning?
Well, I'm very excited. We are almost done our rebranding for the podcast. So I'm really excited to share that with all of our listeners and to bring even more knowledge and discussions and excitement for them during their time that they're listening to our podcast. So I'm excited to share that with everybody.
Why are we doing that?
Well, Brandon and I have had good success with our podcast called On Business Podcast, where obviously we're sharing with you guys real, honest topics, tips, discussions, experiences about running and owning businesses. However, we found that we could really hit even more of a target audience. And when we're getting people asking when they're reaching out asking for us to discuss certain things, sometimes it's not necessarily applicable. So we wanted to be able to broaden that and offer more knowledge, experience, and discussions to our listeners who own businesses by having further discussions and not just providing tips. So we wanted to create a broader yet still business-minded topic for our podcast. So we are introducing that, this week. You guys will get that in the newsletter that Brandon sends out. And we're very excited about it.
We're doing that this week?
Yes.
All right.
This episode.
Oh my God, this episode.
Well, I'm telling you we're doing it this week.
There you go. Now everybody knows who runs the show here. Seems like my life is always run by women.
It's the best way to be, Brandon.
It works very well. I highly recommend it. You just have to let it happen. You have to accept it. I'm not joking about that. But anyway, we're talking about rebranding, how it can be good and bad. And we are rebranding the show. I rebranded the first podcast that I came back with, 4 years ago when I got back into podcasting, because I had started in 1998, which dates me a little bit. But I think that rebranding has positives and negatives. The reason we're doing it is it opens up the aperture so that you and I aren't just, I think we just got tired of just tips every week. Like, it's just boring. I mean, we could get AI to read the tips. I mean, you're going to get more from a conversation and opening the topic up. For me, it was just getting started. And I was trying to remember the other day. So that show started Build a Business with Brandon. Then it became Build a Business Success Secrets. And at the time, I was just talking because I was teaching that course, which I now give away for free, how to build a business. And that's what the topic I picked. And I sort of rolled with it. I wanted Build a Business Success Secrets to be more, more professional name. I probably shouldn't have done that, but it was long. It was hard to remember. It was hard to type. It was a problem had a lot of problems around the simple length of how long that was. Then we moved to the Edge. The Edge was good. Everybody wants an edge. That's really what I like doing, is giving people an edge. I seem to talk about that. I'm always looking for an edge. The challenge with the Edge was a few things. One, I started realizing that when I said, "Hey, Danielle," you'd say, "Well, how do I find the show, Brandon?" And I'd say, "Oh, well, search Edge." And you'd search Edge in front of me, and there's 50 edges. Yeah. Because there's 50 edges. Everything from Microsoft, which some people may not know, but there's like a lot of sports things have Edge, talk shows and things like that, even NBA and blah, blah, blah. And what I realized is that I then said, "Oh, just search Edge Brandon." So now I'm searching Edge Brandon, which is like, what's the point then of having the Edge? And if people are going to be confused and it's not going to be unique. And quite candidly, I, after 450 episodes, got tired of being in a narrow space versus I started having other people on the show who weren't necessarily like, I tried to twist it and be like, "Oh, it's everyone doing peak performance." And that way I could have artists and people like that on. And then I just realized like, "Hey, look, it's the Brandon White Show. Really simple to find. All someone's going to do, I'm not going to even have to explain the search term, because in a lot of our marketing, we were having to put, we would put the link or search Edge Brandon White or something. And that's just like an extra step. It's too hard. It's super easy. People search the Brandon White Show or Brandon White, and it's going to come up. So we did that. The downside is that it's hard. People get used to seeing your brand and all of a sudden you're switching. In our case, we switched four times. Not all companies, you're probably never going to pull that off. A podcast, you could pull it off. I think for the most part, one is because we don't generate a ton of revenue. It's not the purpose of the show. I mean, it'd be great, but we're really only advertising our own products or services or brands, so to speak, just like we do here on this show, and which we really don't promote anything. I mean, we sort of just talk about what we talk about and what we do. We've got a mastermind group that is a small group of people, but we don't even really run an ad on it, right? It's really just get to know us and get out there in distribution. You really have to be careful about changing your brand. I just really felt on that show that we were going to do it. I have changed brands before, like you did, or were thinking of in a more customer, like this is free, right? We don't charge for this. When you're paying, the dynamic changes. So when I had my first company, I changed it from Chesapeake Angler to Worldwide Angler. It was a big change because people did pay. They had memberships and there's all these documents and there's all these things you need to change and it becomes hard. And then what does this new brand mean? And you can get it wrong. Yeah. So you really have to think through those branding things. I think one of the ones, Danielle, that comes to mind is HBO rebranded themselves to Max. And like Cinemax to me was a down brand from HBO. HBO for me was always like the premier brand. And now they're just calling it Max or Max HBO. Well, it's like totally confusing for me. It's one thing to modernize your brand and they want to consolidate, but it can be confusing. I do remember one before I forget, and then I'll let you go because I've been trying to remember this the whole time I've been talking is ConvertKit, which is an email program that we use for a lot of our email lists, they actually wanted to do a rebrand. The owner there, and he was very public about it, he wrote about it. Well, it turns out, Danielle, that the word they had chosen, which escapes me right now, meant something bad in another language. So if you are going to rebrand, you really need to do your research on what the name, if you come up with a unique name or a name in another that could be another language or is another language, like figure out what it means and what it means cross-culturally if you're going to do that. If you're only going to be a business in Canada or you're only going to be a business in the United States and that's your plan, then the research is less. But you do have to understand that those people from other countries live in that country. And if you offend them, and I don't mean offend them in this, like, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but like not this crazy social movement that we've had where it's like, oh, be offended, like get over yourself. But if the word fundamentally means something bad in another language, that's just not positive. So I think you need to be aware of that. And it is going to take an enormous amount of education and work. So those were two, there's some examples that I've experienced. I've done it. I pulled it off. It not always easy. We did a rebrand of that fishing site actually when I bought the company back. And we rebranded it from Worldwide Angler to Titlefish. And even that was harder because, again, you have this whole education. Like, what's that? Is it the same people? Is it the same company? Do they do the same things? Like, you have all these questions that you're going to have to build an educational program around immediately, right? Or you're going to lose traction. And you could lose SEO, search engine optimization, or things like that. So you're going to have to figure out that.
Yeah, those are great points. And like the reason I wanted to talk about this topic, again, like as I was saying about rebranding our show here, was we were giving so many tips to our listeners and we loved it, but people were asking to be on the show and people wanted certain topics that weren't necessarily like tips. They could give information, but it just doesn't go with our topic or our niche of strictly about business. So, and another point, Brandon is a whiz at this stuff, but when it came to SEO on Business Podcast, it doesn't get as much search optimization as we thought that it would, and resulting in less traffic. So then we're working harder to get that traffic, not the easy way. So we wanted to do this because we get a lot of people reach out about specific topics in the business niche. So we figured we would do that. So, but with that, one of the cons of rebranding is the work that goes behind it. I mean, you have domains, you have websites, you have logos, you have Instagram handles, YouTube handles, file names. Like there are so many, the list goes on of all of these things that you need to do to make sure that it looks like a smooth transition. Because if you're in the middle of a rebrand and half your stuff is the new stuff and half your stuff is your old brand and you're not quickly doing that, it's going to look cheap, tacky, and unorganized. So that's a con for sure. But a little story that I have. So when I first started my business that I did not think was going to get to a multi-million dollar cleaning service, we just started it as Domestic Divas Cleaning Company. And obviously it's very feminine. Our logo was pink and white. It was very, very small business-esque, I guess that's the best way to put it. So when we first started getting into these larger contracts, commercial sectors, new development sectors, we're hiring males. And obviously, again, we still have that very sparkly feminine energy. It, to me, nobody had said anything to me, but subconsciously I was thinking like, okay, maybe we need to create like, I don't know, Jenkins Cleaning Group or just something very generic, very gender neutral, very just kind of to the point and what it is. And so we kind of spoke with all of our employees. They love being a part of a company that has a great brand and a great reputation, such as Domestic Divas Cleaning Co. They love that our office is very clean with sparkles and it's pink and it's all the brand to do with our name and logo flows no matter where you go. Our uniforms, our equipment, our, you know, the cars, like just everything is to do with the brand. So when, after I spoke with them about rebranding, they said no, because they want to be a part of a company that they can be proud of and that is also well known. But also to your point about the, you know, new management and things like that, all of our clients, and I spoke to a lot of our larger clients who, again, we were in the commercial sector with the new development space, they said, do not change your name because you guys have such a great brand, reputation, trust, professionalism, sophistication around your name, that if you change that, people are not going to be sure if the quality of service will be the same. All of the things that you guys offer is going to be the same. It's an instant uncertainty for people because people don't like change. So even though I thought that it would be better, one, for our male staff, and two, for our larger, more male-dominated sectors, such as commercial and new development, it turns out I was wrong. And I'm so glad I stuck with it because, again, now Domestic Divas Cleaning Co. has such a very, well, it's a household name. People know it. You know, everybody I speak to, they, oh, I heard about your company. Oh, I've heard about this. I've heard about that. You know, I've seen you guys on Instagram, on social media. So I'm really, really happy that we didn't, but it is something that crossed my mind. So that's a con. It changes people's trust, mindset, loyalty, and it just causes that uncertainty. And it would be like starting a whole new business all over again. So I'm really glad we didn't. And I wanted to share that in case anybody is thinking of doing that for the reasons I spoke about.
Well, there you go, folks. We're changing our name. There'll be some transition, which reminded me that we will have to redo the introduction.
I have that on my to-do list, Brandon.
Oh my God. So there you go. We're going to get that done. And if you rebrand, just understand it's going to cost you time and money. And it's important that you, as best you can, have a thorough transition. And you do have to go into your backlog and sort of fix that. So We're going to do it here. We've done it before. Doesn't always make sense. But if you have an old brand and you want to do a refresh to address your current audience that expects something a little bit different, and that could just be a logo. It could just be, I mean, this doesn't have to be this major change. It could just be a new logo, or The colors are brighter, or it's more modern and things like that. It will affect your audience and your customers for sure. But it, I guess I just wanted to mention, it doesn't have to be this dramatic, complete name change. We're sort of taking on the biggest lift. So
right
there you have it, folks. The Danielle and Brandon Show is here.
Yay, you said it. I'm excited.
Well, thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions, you can email Danielle or I, or leave information in the show notes if you're watching this on YouTube or another video channel. Thanks for tuning in. See you later, Danielle.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.